Yes, we will start with a preparation passage for studying tests. This is from Rabash, Article 12, what are Torah and work in the way of the Creator? Preparation passage for the study of tests. It is beneficial to elicit the light from the Torah if one aims while engaging in the Torah to study in order to receive the reward of the Torah, called light. At that time, the study of Torah is good for him. However, when he is distracted from the purpose of studying Torah, the Torah does not help completing the work of making the vessels of bestowal and not using the vessels of reception for one's own sake. Otherwise, his Torah vanishes from him. That is, the force of Torah that should have subdued the evil inclination, this force is cancelled. This is the meaning of the words, any Torah with which there is no work. Meaning, when he does not aim for the Torah to do the work of turning the vessels of reception to work in order to bestow, he is finally cancelled. Meaning that this force is cancelled.
Meaning, throughout the morning lesson, let's say, I need, just like now, to try to assemble within me the forces called Torah. And then with this force, as I all day long will be able to relate correctly to life and advance myself every step along the way in all the moments of my life, such that I make my life more spiritual, even more and even more, in connection with the friends, in connection with humanity, in the feeling and the inclination towards the Creator, which is called that I'm implementing the Torah, and that I'm learning Torah in order to receive these forces, the forces of bestowal. And then with this force of bestowal, I try throughout the day to do them, to realize them. Read it again.
Preparation passage by Rabash. It is beneficial to elicit the light from the Torah if one aims while engaging in the Torah to study in order to receive the reward of the Torah, called light. At that time, the study of Torah is good for him. However, when he is distracted from the purpose of studying Torah, the Torah does not help completing the work of making the vessels of bestowal and not using the vessels of reception for one's own sake. Otherwise, his Torah vanishes from him. That is, the force of Torah that should have subdued the evil inclination, is that force is cancelled. This is the meaning of the words, any Torah with which there is no work, meaning when he does not aim for the Torah to do the work of turning the vessels of reception to work in order to bestow, is finally cancelled. Meaning that this force is cancelled.
There are no questions about this, yes? None. Okay, so let's approach the study of this. Oh, we have Kiev. What does he want with this?
What does it mean this force is cancelled?
You were given an opportunity in the morning lesson to draw the forces from the Torah so that throughout the day you will want to be more in connection, more in corrections, more in advancement towards spirituality, to place the spiritual world upon the corporeal world, meaning to be more in faith above reason. You didn't take this force. You didn't use it, and therefore it gets canceled. Throughout the day, you didn't do it, so that's it. We're done. It goes. You were given an opportunity. You didn't do it. The sign that you didn't need it. The next day, you have an opportunity again. Please. But each time you try more and more to nevertheless take out forces, understanding, energy, more of a direction that is correct towards from the morning lesson, from the study, and to implement it throughout the day in the group, in your even in your regular life, then it's a sign that you're implementing the Torah. And then by that you start to see how the your world that you see, that you receive, that you understand, how it changes.
So, the result of the lesson is whether I can easily connect with the friends and be on the second level.
Yes, Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, what does it mean, what he writes here, that if he draws the light of the Torah for his own benefit, then he loses that force of bestowal, the force of Torah that should have subdued the evil inclination. What does it mean to draw the force of Torah for his own benefit? The force of Torah is my actions that I try to do to the ten, or?
No. Light is not actions. The whole time that you're in the morning lesson with your intention, what are you studying for? So that you will have the force of bestowal. You connect to the upper system throughout the morning lesson. In this system, Rabashes, Baal Sulam, other Kabbalists, all the systems, the upper systems, you were given an opportunity to connect to all your friends all over the world to the same system in order to receive from it forces. If you want it and receive it, in order to later use it correctly, then you receive. Then comes a whole day for you. Throughout the day, you need to try to implement correctly this force that you received, as you want to see the whole world through the desire of the Creator, through the upper eyes, through the force of Bina, and to advance that way.
What does it mean to incorrectly relate to reality?
That you're relating to reality like a beast, like everyone. You leave the morning lesson, and that's it, we're done. Now I'm free. Until tomorrow. Okay.
Bishkek.
Good, Bishkek.
Большое спасибо, Рав. Тут в статье есть.
Thank you, Rav.
Одна называется, что я должен стараться получить, ну, работать.
He writes in this article that I need to try.
Вот я по себе говорю, что
I need to work in order to receive a reward. But I'm saying that the work itself, when I use the subjugation of the evil inclination, it actually strengthens me. So when I think that the reward is already nearby, that's where I fall. Disappointment. Does it? So it means that the reward is not needed in the work.
Why do you think that the fact that you're falling is not a gift, is not a reward? You're being added a greater degree of the will to receive, and you're falling, and you have no strength, but you're not thinking about it as a reward, as a gift. Why? You're being given now a greater force in the will to receive, so that you will have to acquire more force of bina, of bestowal. And that's how you advance. You go up with your right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, and that's how you rise throughout the degrees. You can't go up if you don't have the will to receive increased for you. That's why each time the will to receive needs to be bigger. And every day you need to acquire a greater will to bestow. This is how through both of them you ascend. You cannot have one without the other. Hence, a person who really wants to rise on the spiritual degree, on the ladder, sees in the increasing of his will to receive also a good attitude and a gift from the Creator. Brazil 2.
Boker Tov, Rav. Como podemos aumentar a força do estudo da Torá?
Good morning, Rav. Elisau is asking, how can we increase that force of the study of the Torah?
That's by the connection in the group between friends. As you need to awaken one another to the extent in which you're in excitement, in hope, in attainments. If every day you have something that's clearer, you're learning wisdom, science, a method. You're learning the actions of the Creator. From that, you're starting to get to know the Creator Himself soon. This is called, from your actions, we know you. Where from the deeds of the Creator, you come closer to attaining Him. We've gotten to know you. Meaning, how could it be that from the actions I would get to know Him? But this is how it works. Also with us, in our world, if I'm in the framework of this world, from the actions of a person, slowly, slowly, I get to know who that person is. It's the same in the spiritual world, where I am in spiritual actions, meaning the actions of the Creator upon me, I get to know Him. That's considered the revelation of the Creator to the creature. That's what we will come to.
Obrigado.
Florida.
Правильно поставить работу в изучении Торы так, чтобы не отвлекаться. И что это такое?
To correctly establish that work of the Torah in order to not to deflect, lose their attention, our focus.
You must try to bind all the friends together in the society and to be together with them. And then what you will learn together, all of us together, will be called Torah. First of all, know what the Torah is. Alone, you cannot learn Torah. Torah is called the reforming light, which you receive only under the condition that you're connected with your friends.
Tel Aviv 2.
Rav, as you
Rav, so it turns out that without the study of the morning lesson, I have no work during the day.
You have no chance to advance.
Rav, can I also ask, please?
Yes.
I hope the question is not kind of superficial, but according to what you're saying, the morning lesson gives us the strength for the whole day. Many times I come to the morning lesson, then immediately I go to sleep for 3 or 4 hours, and only then I start my day. Is that okay?
Okay, that's not important. That's fine.
Yes.
Also with Rabash we had such things where we went to sleep after the morning lesson because not everyone started to work early.
Bishkek.
Mistake.
Moscow 1.
Okay, so Moscow 1.
Раф, я правильно понимаю, что десятка является тем аккумулятором?
Do I understand correctly that the 10 is that battery that is charged during the lesson.
Yes.
Okay, so the question is this. What is this inner work, the precise and correct inner work during those 3 hours in which I charge this battery called the 10 so that later on throughout the entire day this force will work and hold me?
That comes from my attitude towards the friends, where I'm constantly concerned with being connected to them. As then, according to the power of the connection between us, I expect to receive the upper light within the connection between us. And then the upper light truly enters there, like to a battery, and leaves there its charge. That's a charging. That's my work, actually. Not to learn alone, because by that I don't attain a whole lot. I also do, because I'm connected, nevertheless, with the society. But not in a real way, as if I think throughout the study that we are constantly together in a connection between us, and in the connection between us, to the center of our 10, there I receive all the intensity of the study, and not the wisdom, but rather the force of the study that comes from the Creator, that hides behind all these words. That's what we receive. Then I truly come out after the lesson with this force and can already start during the rest of the hours of the day to connect myself. As I'm already connected to the group and the upper force, from the time of the lesson, I can also implement this throughout the day, towards the world. And this is how it works out for me, to wake up in the morning, to enter the group in the proper preparation, to receive into the group the upper force, to go out to the broad world, to connect the broad world to us, to the group, and thus by this to truly finish the day in the right way. And it doesn't matter exactly what I study or how much I study or how much I understand what I study. It rather all depends on that intention, how I receive from the Creator forces into the 10, and how I then connect the whole world to the 10. And this is how we implement Israel, the light and the Creator are one. I, the group, the world, and everyone connected to the Creator. Try to arrange these things correctly and you will see how this will advance you. The time and the state that we're in is very beneficial. It's very qualified for this.
Bulgaria.
Доброе утро, Раф. Что означает, какая внутренняя работа надо делать во время учебы?
Good morning, Rav.
И что означает, я связан с товарищем?
What is the inner work that we have to do during the study, and what does it mean that I'm connected with the friends in the 10?
That during the study, I don't think about the wisdom of how much I understand it and how much I don't understand, but rather how I want to receive the force of bestowal in the connection between us. As all together we're gathering not in order to know, but rather in order to connect each time more and more and to receive inside our battery, inside our group, the force of the Creator that will fill us and give us an opportunity by this to also go out and connect to the rest of the tens and to the whole world. And this is how we connect the Creator to us, to the ten, and then to the whole world, and we by this do our role, our purpose of creation.
Это означает, что я молюсь, прошу Творца, чтобы мы были.
This means that I pray, I ask of the Creator for us to be connected in bestowal throughout the study, in the ten, to all of Bnei Baruch.
Latin one.
Yes, yes. Latin one.
Latin one.
Durante el día, ¿cómo conectamos al mundo a la decena?
During the day, how do we connect the world to the ten?
אני מחבר את העשירייה.
I connect the ten.
שאני קשור בתוכה.
When I'm connected to it, to the world. And this is how each of us who is in a ten connects himself from his ten to the world. Then it turns out that we are ten friends, let's say. We're connecting each of us, his world, to our ten. And by that, our ten receives its achap. It's true achap. And then the next day, we have what's to come with to the morning lesson. To receive from the Creator another portion of the upper light that will strengthen our ten together with that achap that we received, with that same impression that we received from the world. And then our ten is already in a higher up degree and receives a form of charging, a charge. And once again, after the lesson, we can go out to the world and again to connect the world to us as much as possible. That's it. And the world doesn't need to know about this or not, but rather we have our attitude towards the world, and by that we're doing it. And this is how each time we do these entries and exits into the group, into the world, into the ten, into the world, and the Creator is connecting to us in the morning lesson, and that's how we are. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one.
Holland one. Holland.
Question from a friend in the ten. If a friend is sitting in the lesson like a plant with no power, how then can he position himself as much as possible to the light?
It might be that he's between you like a sick person, let's say. But he's between you. You need to take him into account, and you also need for the whole ten to do the work. And he's amongst you. So today he's not capable. Tomorrow you won't be able to do it. The next day another. It doesn't matter. The Creator arranges this from above on purpose. He has a certain need to make these changes in the whole kli this way, where each of us belongs to all kinds of other parts of Adam HaRishon that are outside of the ten. And to the upper root, each of us belongs and to a certain one. That's why each of us, other than the work that he does in the connection between us in the ten, is also connected into a certain specific way with the upper and a specific way towards the achap, towards the lower forces. That's why each of us has also a specific plan of his and also the general plan that we all have. So we need both this and that to see as correct and to do it. That's it.
Dear Rav, question from Turkey 2. How will we feel that we are drawing upper force?
According to your demand. According to your demand. If your demand will be such that you're together and you want the upper force to connect to you more, to give you the ability to do the act of bestowal, both mutual and also outwards, then you'll start to feel how the upper light is, upper force is operating in you. Not immediately, but after several such actions, you will begin to feel it. Okay.
Николаев, Сочи.
Вот чтобы пробудить эту силу, наверное, надо быть, становиться более чувствительными к товарищам.
In order to awaken this force, we need to become more sensitive towards the friends. And we noticed in our 10 that in our meetings, the ego is pulling the scrutiny into the intellectual direction. We would have liked each meeting for us to become more sensitive towards each other. Practically, besides praying silently, what other exercises are there in the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to touch the emotion instead of the intellect?
There are none. But the question you're asking is already a good question, and it's a sign that you're advancing and starting to be more sensitive and spiritual. Yes. If you have a demand for that, that's already good. That's already the Creator that's caring for you. I'm happy to hear. Succeed.
Mac 2.
Boker Tov, Rav. I'm a Charlie Crowley.
Good morning, Rav. Can we call this action already, what we do during the lesson, already receiving in order to bestow, or is it something else?
There's no in order to bestow yet. You're still receiving in order to bestow after the lesson. So therefore, if after the lesson you go out and in the connection in the group you also want to bestow and you go to bestow this to the others as well, to humanity, and we are in a very special historic period of time where the whole world is waiting for corrections. So if you're doing this towards the world, in dissemination, then your actions also in the morning lesson are correct. Whoever doesn't come to the morning lesson in order to receive the force of bestowal, in order to bring it later to correction, to the world, does not receive. He's like a blocked, concealed vessel with no way out. Because this is how the Creator wants. For all the people in the world, all those Babylonians that did not enter the connection with the Creator, that they will all enter. The purpose of creation is that the Creator wants to reveal to all the creatures, to all the peoples. For my home will be called a house of prayer to all the nations, as it's written in Psalms.
Javier.
Good morning, dear Rav. I wanted to ask, how many deficiencies do we need to string together so the Creator can be revealed, and how do we do it?
Together. You connect them together. You discuss it, and in prayer, in a mutual prayer, you ask the Creator to fulfill these deficiencies and to fulfill them with the force of bestowal, so that you, with this force of bestowal, will be able to go out and spread this force of bestowal to the entire world. If you're asking for the force of bestowal for yourselves, this isn't the force of bestowal, this is a klipa. If you ask for the force of bestowal in order to go outside of the framework of the ten, then you're truly asking for the force of bestowal.
And when we're sitting two, three, four friends, is that also enough to reveal?
Two are also enough.
Also enough. Thank you.
The most important is to ask for the force of bestowal in order to continue bestowal, in order to publicize the actions of the Creator to the entire world.
From what matter... What spiritual matter the force of Torah is made of?
From what matter? From the will to bestow. All the Torah, all in all, is the light that reforms.
What actions are important to we perform as a tent to reach that force?
There are articles of Rabash, Mister. There he writes about it in complete clarity. Start reading throughout the day among yourselves the articles of Rabash. Do we have an excerpt about this?
Yes. First of all the articles are there.
No, all the articles, until they find it, they won't understand anything. Where is there an collection of the Rabash social writings? Also, Ba'alah Salam about social writings. Things that are practical, that we need to repeat every time in order to create this connection between us, that the Creator will also give strength and also will be revealed. Do we have such a file? Dudi Akoka, please make sure we do.
Thank you.
Okay, let's continue to the lesson.
Yeah, we're reading Study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 1, page 30 in Hebrew, reading the questions and answers in question 63. The Hebrew answer is in page 34. How and in whom are there many forms and changes in the worlds? Again, how and in whom are there many forms and changes in the worlds? Answer 63. All the changes and the multiplications are carried out only by the impact of the light on the vessels that receive it. However, the upper light in and of itself remains in complete rest, meaning unchanged and without any innovations.
Meaning all the many forms and changes that we have are only in the vessels. The will to receive that is inspired more and more by the upper light goes through these changes. But in the light, there are no changes. It's entirely to bestow, and it has no extent. It has no changes. It's all infinite, but only according to the clear, to the extent the clear is capable, then it perceives it and it changes by it. Questions?
Amen.
There are none. Okay, so let's continue.
Question 64. Page 30 in Hebrew. How are innovation and movement depicted in the light? How are innovation and movement depicted in the light? Answer 64. There is no movement, meaning innovation, in the upper light. Instead, the part that the emanated being receives from the upper light is what becomes innovated and multiplies according to the innovation of the forms in the vessels, where each receives according to the degree of its own desire, which changes from one another and hangs down from one another incessantly and immeasurably.
Meaning again, it all depends on the kelim, all the changes are in the kelim, and when we receive the upper light through the vessels, through its appearance in the vessels, then it seems to us that there are changes in the light. But in the light there are no changes, but only in the vessels alone. Go on.
Question 65. How are all the opposites and the multitude of forms that extend from him to the world contained in his simple unity?
You don't have an answer for that?
No answer. 66. By whom and what is the kav, is the line extended from Ein Sof? By whom and what is the line extended from Ein Sof? 66.
The masach is a detaining force. What's going on?
The masach, the screen, is the retaining force that was placed on Pchina Dalet after the restriction to prevent her from receiving inside. That is what caused the emergence of the line from Ensof, because the upper light is never subject to change and shines after the restriction as it did before the restriction. However, now the above screen caused the upper light to be received only in the three bchinot of the desire, whose measure is very small compared to the reception in Bchina Daled in Ein Sof. For that reason, it received only a thin line of light compared to the measure of the light in Ein Sof.
I don't see that people are being included in this. Yes. What do you recommend we do? Not to read these things, yes, to read them.
Merkaz echad.
Merkaz one.
Good morning. We read that the screen is the thing that reveals the light. The question is, how is that revealed in the work?
If you have a masach, then according to the extent of the size of the masach you have, you reveal the light. That's how it is.
USA Northwest.
Yes, hello Rav, hello World Kli. Is this asking, for whom am I serving? Is that where the line is, where the question...
No. It's not talking about that.
Why does the masach cause the kav from Ein Sof? I thought the light shined all the time.
Lama masach?
Why did the... Please repeat.
Why did the masach cause the kav from Ein Sof? I thought the light shined all the time.
Lama masach garam la kav me Ein Sof? Dafka me Ein Sof, chashavti she'or meir kol hazman.
Lo, yesh or she'meir kol hazman.
No, there is a light that shines all the time. That's in Ein Sof. There is light that then comes in the form of surrounding light. But from the Or Ein Sof, there is only a single line, a single kav, and in that kav he builds all the worlds, all the lower ones, all the souls in that kav, in that line of light. As we've learned with the Ari, he said that no, before the emanators were emanated and the creators were created, there was one upper light fulfilling all of reality without a Rosh or a Sof, but a simple light of Ein Sof, and so on. So in the Kav, everything is made. A Kav, a line, it says a very thin line, but we need to understand what it means. It's not geometrical, but that there is an intention from the Creator towards the created beings, that specifically with the force of bestowal, He created them. And also with this force of bestowal in them, He wants to awaken them in order to reach equivalence of form with that same intention. Like the Makor, the source of the line of Ein Sof, that's how the created beings need to reach it. Tel Aviv
3. Everything the created being feels is felt within the framework of the line, the world, Patsufim, it's all in the Kav.
More than Kav we don't feel. The most we can feel is in the Kav, meaning in the attitude of the Creator to us. If we can clothe this attitude in the connection of us to the Creator in returning light, Kav is considered that from the side of the Creator there is a limitation only in order to bestow to a certain extent, and from our side only towards this bestowal we act, we have no other feeling. towards the Creator. We're beings, and to the extent He awakens us, then we awaken. It's clear. PT 19.
He's saying the screen, which is the detaining force on Pinat Dalet after the restriction, not to receive light in it. Can you interpret it? It caused the extension of the Kav from Ensof.
Yes.
What does it mean, the screen, which is the detaining force that was created in Pinat Dalet?
Because you delay by the Masach, that you want to be in, you want to identify with the upper light, but you can't identify with it, but only as a very thin line, a very small amount. To that extent, you can bestow upon the Creator, and then this forces the Creator to bestow upon you to that same extent, like giving a spoonful to a baby, a small portion and a small fulfillment, right? Because he can't take more. That's considered that the receiver determines the attitude of the Creator, the relationship of the Creator to him.
So why did it cause the emanation of the line from Ensof?
The emanation of the Kav to Ensof, to the extent the created being can receive from the Creator. Do you understand this?
Bishkek.
I hope the question is relevant. It says that the light is one and unchanging, only the desire changes. How can it be that there is only one single light that's expressed in so many forms?
The desire to benefit the created beings is called the light. The Creator wants to benefit the created beings. To benefit them in what? To the extent the created being wants to receive and to enjoy, how to raise the created being, how to upbring him, and all that depends on the light, to the extent it is aimed only in order to reveal the created being in its complete form at the end of correction. That's called the end of the act, starts from a preliminary thought that the Creator has this final form of all of creation, and He relates to this final form, and He knows from the beginning how and in what way that gradually, consistently to bestow, to influence the created being in order to bring him to the final state. We exist in the Creator from the very beginning, immediately, in the final form, all of us.
If I understand correctly, I gradually restrict myself.
You discover yourself more and more in order to give the created being the ability to grow more and more.
Kivan.
He writes that the upper light was received in 3 degrees, 3 prinot of the desire, which means we can receive only in the upper 9, the vessels of the friends.
It means that we can receive the upper light only in the form of bestowal that we stabilize. So who stabilizes this form of bestowal? The fourth prina, the fourth phase, where does it stabilize the quality of bestowal? Above itself. What does it mean that we receive not in our will to receive, which is the prina daled? Yes, in the will to receive, which enters the 3 previous prinot in its forms of bestowal which come from the Creator. The will to receive resembles these forms of bestowal. And then in these same forms, the first upper 9 sefirot, or the first 3 phases, that's where there is a connection between the created being and the Creator. That's called the toch of the partsuf. PT 25.
Proceeding question. The restriction removed the light from all the prinot, or only from daled?
Okay. From all the prinot, all the phases, there is no slight portion in spirituality.
So what happened that the screen that was installed suddenly retrieved the light? How come the installment of the screen in Prinat Dalet brought the light back to the first 3 prinot?
Because the fourth prina, the fourth phase, other than doing a restriction, it also wants to resemble the form of bestowal as it is in the upper nine sefirot. It can't reveal something outside of the upper nine. It discovers the influence of the Creator upon her in the upper nine or the first three phases, right? And then it does the tzimtzum, and after the tzimtzum, it does the suitability to the same gimel p'chinot, three phases, three first phases, and that's called that she does the returning light.
So installing the screen, p'chinat dalet, somehow influences the first three, but connection is not felt.
On p'chinat dalet, on the first phase, we have a restriction, nothing other than that, but the previous three p'chinot, that's where it clothes them, meaning the influence of the Creator upon them that she feels in the previous three p'chinot, and her influence to the Creator, all of that is as direct light and returning light, and they act in the toch of the paratzuf and bring light to the created being.
How come they say that the screen is on p'chinat dalet? Because it says that it influences all the other p'chinot.
The masach works on the fourth phase of the entire will to receive, raises the will to receive as a form of bestowal to the previous three p'chinot, three phases. The fourth phase itself remains empty, but it works above itself in the first nine. That's considered that the created being and the will to receive there connects to the Creator.
So p'chinat dalet is the one that activates all the preceding p'chinot, it includes them and activates them.
Yes, yes, yes. Malchut does it all, but where? In the partzuf. In the upper nine, or in the previous three phases. That's where the revelation of the Creator to the created being takes place.
French.
Bonjour, question de l'ami. Et j'ai entendu que
la question from the friends
qu'avec les amis.
I heard that the reforming light can come only with the friends. How can I see the 10 as Mount Sinai?
Tachzor shuv, Yaakov.
Repeat again, Yaakov.
I heard that the reforming light can come only from studying with the friends. And what can I see the 10 is Mount Sinai.
I need to see the 10 as it's my kli, my soul, that if I am connected to them, then I work towards them like a malchut to the upper 9. And then I need to push them towards connection, to bring them closer to the Creator, and by that I take them forward, I advance them, and I advance myself to the extent I influence them, bestow upon them, invest in them, by that I advance myself to the Creator. That's our work in the 10. Don't get too confused with this. Do it, and you'll see from experience what to do with this onwards. Tel Aviv 2.
Regarding the question you asked us, I want to say that we are sharpening our intentions ahead of the test in the lesson. We love it. We can work with it with the intention of acquiring the remedy. It's a short part in the lesson and very precious.
Okay, so we'll also shorten the conversation with you. But you're right, I agree. Moscow 7.
Enshila.
Да, спасибо.
There's no question?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Скажите, пожалуйста, так же, как из этой линии образуется...
Rav, tell us, please. Just as from this line, the world and the Patsufim were created, you see that the Kav creates circles?
I don't know what circles you see from the Kav, from the line, but the fact that we act with the Kav in the 10, and then we come out to the broad audience, to humanity, and want to connect them also to us. By that we act in the igulim, in the desires that are not yet connected under the tzimtzum, the restriction, and the masach, the screen. They don't bring themselves in that same direction that the Creator treats them with and them to the Creator. But we are providing this service. That's our work. Go on, Gilad.
We're reading question 67. Has anything changed in Ein Sof after the restriction as well? Answer 67. Although Bchina Daled in Ein Sof restricted herself, still there is no issue of putting on a form or taking one off in the absence of the first, as it is in corporeality. Instead, there is an issue of a new form that is added to the first, without the first form changing at all. As there is not absence in anything spiritual. Thus, this entire innovation of the departure of the light and the detaining force that was performed in Bchina Daled to avoid receiving light inside of her is regarded as a new and distinguished world. It is added to light of Ein Sof, which remained as it was without any change. You should infer from that regarding every innovation of the of forms in spirituality.
Again,
67. Has anything changed in Ein Sof after the restriction as well? Answer 67. Although Bchina Daled in Ein Sof restricted herself, still there is no issue of putting on a form or taking one off in the absence of the first, as it is in corporeality. Instead, there is an issue of a new form that is added to the first, without the first form changing at all, and there is not absence in anything spiritual. Thus, this entire innovation of the departure of the light and the detaining force that was performed in Bchina Daled to avoid receiving light inside of her is regarded as new and distinguished world. It is added to the light of Ein Sof, which remained as it was without any changes. You should infer from that regarding every innovation of form in spirituality.
Questions? Or it's clear, or the text isn't clear. What's going on here?
Holland.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. Would it be correct to say that the greatest hidush occurs when we as a ten connect to the Ahab?
If you connect to as one, to the
Achap,
in order to connect to the Achap, you need to all be together. And then, you influence the externals. The externals can be also from our groups, it doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter how. But more desires that are outside of the ten that you receive, and you can join these desires together with you as an additional desire, then it's considered that you connect to the Achab. And then by that, you are rewarded of receiving more of the light of the Creator that shines upon you. And you'll feel this as something additional. Because what will then shine upon you isn't from your nature, it's from something else, something additional. And that's why it will be truly felt. How to say this? It's like there was a baby and now he suddenly understands what it means to be grown up. Such a feeling. So to connect the Achab to the group, that is a great change. Especially in our time, that we are in the general correction, in the last generation, it's possible and you can bring such states to realization. And you will feel it. You'll feel it. I promise that you'll feel how you're doing it. To the extent you connect the world to yourself, even to a slight extent. Even without their agreement, without their understanding, because it's a mess. To the extent you bestow upon them, even by just disseminating that they're included to an extent of what the materials you're spreading out there, then already, even without any direct relation to them, that you bestow and they bring it back to you, even without such an extent, but just spreading the material with the purpose of creation, that already brings you their desires, their thoughts, good or bad thoughts, it doesn't matter. It all is processed, all of these desires, they transition, they go through processing within you, they give you a greater force of reception, and then, accordingly, in raising man, in all of these, there are many actions. That as a result of these actions, you receive an additional light, an additional recognition, understanding. Because when you take care of someone, of audiences that are outside of you, then you begin to understand the Creator. Because with respect to them, you activate yourselves, just like the Creator activates Himself to you. It's like when we have kids, then we understand what it means to be parents and how our parents did to us, what they gave us when we were babies.
Barur.
That's clear.
Moscow 1.
Под словом мир, что имеется в виду?
Коля Янушут.
The world. The word world.
All of humanity. We're not talking about still vegetative and animate because they don't need correction. They go up and down together with us. Rehovot.
The verse speaks of a model for creating change, which is not through absence but through an addition. Are those forms always an addition?
The addition is always in the form of the Achab that we connect to us, to Galgalta Enayim, and accordingly our Galgalta Enayim also needs to grow. Be'er Sheva.
Morning, Rav, World Kli. With your permission, Rav, I hope I'm not distracting the lesson. In that process that we reveal from the Kav, from the line that was created from Malchut that begins to ascend, is that a process of implementing the desires of Malchut of Ensof in the created being as he advances?
Lo shomim, Rav.
אפשר להגיד.
Rav, we don't hear.
PT 10.
Sorry. You could say so. PT 10.
I want
to ask about the principle we learned about, where the previous or older form does not disappear. We need to build a form of connection and love and bestowal, as Rabash describes. But the question is, the ego, those bad relationships, the criticism, all those things remain, right? They don't disappear.
Nothing disappears at all. So,
the question is, when you are trying to build a correct connection, we seemingly disappoint that, again, I see the friends in a negative light, it's as if we don't succeed. So we don't need to be despair that it's always there, because love is something new that happens above it.
First of all, it's always new, even though it seems to us that again and again and again we fall into the same egoistic desire or something like that. There's no such thing. In spirituality, everything is new. It's always a new desire that constantly is revealed, even though we don't identify anything new there. But it is, in fact, new. That's one thing. The other is that we need to try and be in such connections in the ten, that then every time the will to receive that's revealed anew, it will seem to us as new because we are already in a new form of connection with the ten.
Ken, Shela Samechet. Meimatai nitgalta ha'avi.
Question 68. When was the view of the coarseness in Pchina Dalet been uncovered? When was the coarseness in Pchina Dalet been uncovered? When the line that comes from Ein Sof was detained from shining in Pchina Dalet by the Masach, because she remained without light, the coarseness in her became apparent.
Nikoshuv?
Read again. When was the aviyut coarseness in Bchina Dalet being uncovered? When the line that comes from Ein Sof was detained from shining in Bchina Dalet by the screen, because she remained without light, the coarseness in her became apparent.
That's clear, right? Only after the Tzimtzum, then it became clear that there is a fourth phase and it's special and it doesn't agree and it doesn't want and it has something against the Creator and it does Tzimtzum. It works entirely on its own behalf, independently. And then from that point and onwards, all of creation starts receiving a new form. Malchut becomes the Keter. Malchut of direct light becomes Keter of returning light, and she becomes the most important in all of creation, because from her and onwards, everything that depends on the thought of creation and the Creator that wants to be revealed to the created beings, to the created being, which is the Malchut. Let's move on to the Noah portion.
Just before, if we can show it, you asked about the articles of Rabash. There's a special link.
Okay, very good. Bring it to us.
If we can show it, there's a special link in our library, in the archive. It's called Library in Sifriya in Hebrew. And there's articles of Rabash, and there's a special link to the social writings. You see, and read all the articles marked. Can reach all of them without exception. All the first articles are there.
Okay, that's clear. So it's clear to everyone. If not, then ask. If not, then write. We need these articles to be in front of our eyes.
We also have the booklet. We've been gathered here. You can get it. We've been gathered here that also collates all those articles. And Rav, if I can add, in the archive, what's good is, first, it collects and concentrates all the Rabash articles about the society, and also when you enter the article, In every article, you have the translation into all the languages. The booklet that Gilad mentioned is only in Hebrew and English. We don't have it in the other languages. But here, what we see, if you can show the slide, you see the flags, you can see the purpose of Society One, translated into 8 languages right now in the archive. And the same goes for all the rest of the articles. So you go to the library under the picture of Rabash and under the section of the social writings, and you can find everything there.
Great. So I really ask, use this daily. Hebrew 10, what do you want to ask?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, we started to take Rabash articles seriously in the 10, and I wanted to ask, is there a method for investigating the articles systematically to turn it into practice between us? So it won't be just so general. How to do it?
No. All of the rest other than the articles that are in front of you, all of the rest you need to process them, to learn them, to realize them, and from that to understand. Other than that, nothing.
But is there a method so we can explore through some practice?
No. Rabash didn't want to talk about this anymore. He only gave it and said, use it. That's it. All of the rest is an internal matter of every single group.
Coleman is saying that you can go to the archive, search for the social writings, and it's the first thing that will come up there. It's a sub-search that works.
In short, use it. There's nothing more to add. The more you use it, you'll understand from yourselves. Moving on to the third part of the lesson.
Song.
Cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut vesham hu yotze mitoch hagalut vehofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut vesham hu yotze mitoch hagalut vehofech et hanistar lagalui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 la. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev
מחליט שרוצה אלוקות חונטו על גרופו יגל המסתה ושם הוא יוצא דלקציניו סליר והופך את הניסה לגלות